That's In Excess, Never Tear Us Apart, Ocean 100. Hello and good morning, 7:38. Some showers or drizzle through the day today. High around 7 degrees, should plan for that. It's 4 right now in Charlottetown and Montague, 5 in Summerside. And it's Darcy, and it's Scott, and it's our next Interesting Islander. We are joined by, and the first thing she said when she came in is like, I'm a little nervous because, because I've always wanted to do this. And I'm like, wow, okay. Another person that really wants to read the birthdays. This is great. Kelly Mooney, welcome.
Why, thank you very much.
Welcome, welcome.
I am excited to be here, but that was not the first question I said.
No, I know.
That's not the first thing I said to you.
We'll try and keep it PG. We don't want anybody that has vested interest in the management of this station to have any worries what could happen here today whatsoever. Yeah. So we'll try to keep you reined in.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, good. So, Kelly Mooney, what's up? How you doing?
I'm doing great. Like I said, I've always kind of wanted to do this, so this is a little bit of a bucket list dream come true thing, and I'm pretty pumped.
We
on my way to work.
We mentioned this yesterday, and sometimes we get messages from people that are pretty excited, and there was a few messages saying, you know, oh, that's a great choice. So,
get out of here.
Yeah, so
oh my
God, kind of popular.
I've been kind of going around the office saying, what am I going to talk about? What is so interesting? I don't know.
And we're going to find out.
Yeah,
that's what we're here for, right? It's been great to just kind of sit around and you know, Kelly Mooney's a name that we know. We hear all the time, you know, singer, songwriter, and you know, maybe we don't know much about Kelly Mooney. So that's what we're doing. We're gonna peel back the layers. So let's start by, you know, where do you live? What are you up to? You want to do any shout outs?
Well, I live in East Royalty with my husband, Bruce Ferguson. We live by the airport, which is very cool. We have two dogs, two little Shih Tzus. One is 16 and a half. Her name is Mo, and she's, she's a female dog, so we'll just leave it at that. And the other one is Amy, and she's quite lovely. And I want to shout out to everybody who sent me really encouraging messages, which is quite lovely. This morning, like in my car waiting to come in, I don't know if you saw me, parked across the street, sitting over there going, what am I going to talk about? So, and then I went around the block for something to do.
What time did you get down here?
Oh, geez, I was awake. I was, I think, 10 to 7. I don't know.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, wow. And this is coming from somebody. Here's a little glimpse into my sleep pattern.
Okay.
My family, for years, has known not to call me before 11 a.m. in the morning. And when Star Trek Next Generation used to be on at 5 o'clock, they weren't allowed to call then either.
Okay.
Me and Patrick Stewart had a thing going. Yeah.
Oh, so was Patrick aware of this?
What's that?
Was Patrick aware of this?
No.
No.
Now, do you still have a thing for Patrick?
You know what? Last night I fell asleep to Patrick. I was watching Star Trek Picard.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, so Patrick lulled me to sleep yet again. Yeah.
Scott, does Patrick lull you to sleep ever?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, we're already learning a lot about Kelly Mooney.
And it's early.
We really ripped that first layer off. So you're going to hang out for the next hour. We got birthdays. We got weathers. We got a lot of fun with Kelly Mooney coming up. Our latest Interesting Islander on Ocean 100.
It's now time for Think Stratford, powered by the town of Stratford.
Did you know that opening a business in Stratford most likely requires you to have a permit? It's true. Whether
only for a limited time.
Well, some showers and drizzle today and a high of 7. Tonight, some showers and drizzle with a low of 2. And guess what? On Wednesday, showers and drizzle with that temperature steady near 4.
I always wanted to do the weather, but I'm glad I didn't do it today.
You were supposed to do the weather. Someone didn't print off the sheet.
I can't help it if you guys don't do your jobs.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
She's already fitting in, Scott. She's chirping you like an old veteran.
I like it. I love it.
Well, we're gonna put you to work here in a few minutes because the celebration calendar, aka the birthday announcements,
excellent,
is coming up. I know. I'm excited too.
Yep.
Song from That's Edwin Collins, A Girl Like You, Ocean 100. Good morning. It's 8:49, and school buses are doing their thing right now, so pay attention for the flashing lights. We are joined today by Kelly Mooney, who's getting excited to do the birthdays here in a second.
I am.
Scott, you got her all prepped for that, okay, eh?
I think so.
Got to keep an eye on you. Got to keep an eye on you. Do you have a hockey team that you like, Kelly?
I like the Blue Jays.
Okay, well, that's good. That's a baseball team.
Oh, sure. Well, there you go. That's my level of interest in hockey.
She doesn't care one bit that the Leafs made it to round number two.
But I do know this one thing. 19 years since they've come this close.
Mm-hmm.
Even I know that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good.
It's hurt for a long time. I don't mind telling you.
Yeah. Do you feel sympathy for him?
I don't feel anything right now.
She is really fitting in, Scott. I'm not going to lie. All right, celebration calendar. I'm going to start the list today, and then I'll throw it over to you, Kelly.
Sure.
Don't forget anybody that's on the list. We make a draw for two bridge passes on Fridays, and we'll do that coming up again this week just for having a birthday. I got to start off today by wishing my main man, Vinny Duran, a happy 12th birthday. Vinny, happy birthday, buddy. That's for Mom, Raylan, Ellie, TT, me, Anna, Nana, Gaga, Creamsicle, and Nuggies, the fish. Those are my fish. Creamsicle and Nuggies. Nuggies, the fish. Happy birthday, big guy. Happy birthday to Big Red Darren Doucette from Rustico, 55 today, from your much younger brother. Ooh.
I bet you he's 54.
Ooh. Charlize Nelder is 10 today, on your way to Inglewood School today. She probably knows that. Happy birthday from Mama, Papa, Sisters Haven, and Brielle. Wayne Moore's in Summerside is 78. Sherry Cudmore, who's celebrating her birthday today. Happy birthday. Donna Muhlenkamp, with love from your family and grandkids. Dexton Affleck in Mount Stewart, 11 today. That's a big one. Alden Durosh in Cornwall, matching digits, 5-5, the big 55 today. You want to pick it up there, Kelly?
Why did you leave me the ones with the small print?
Okay.
So I think that says Wainscott and Stanley Bridge is 76 today. It says happy birthday to a great guy, much love from your family and friends. Archie McKinnon. Sidebar, I love Archie Comics. From Horn Cross Road, he's 74, and that's from his Brackley friends. Roxanne Kilbasco from Kensington works at Water Street Dental Clinic. And a happy sweet 16. Oh, I barely remember those days. Charlie Lynch from her mom, dad, brothers, Marcus and Matthew, Ruby, Nanny, and Poppy Burt, wishing you a splendid day with your friends and family. And she's from Stratford. Joey Hustler, love your sister Norma from Alberton. And Daniel Chasson from one of his much younger sisters, again, I'm guessing maybe not all that much younger, from guess where? Roll the bait. And Flossie McDonald, I love that name. Breakwater Street in Surrey. Best wishes from John, your family, and your good friends. And one last one is Lori Hughes. It's her birthday today, and she's in Cornwall.
Wow. How's that feel?
Mic drop.
How's that feel? I gave you all the small print, so I apologize for that in advance.
You see my pop glasses on me? My $13.99s from Lawton.
Yeah. More with Kelly Mooney coming up next. Our latest interesting Islander of the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
All about it. Officially, we are CHTN-FM Charlottetown, but our stage name is Ocean 100.
Happy sweet 16 birthday to Kaylin, Wild Rose Sanctuary, off to school, working hard. Lots of love from Aunt Diane, Jerry, and Marie. Also a late bus this morning, number 48, driven by Don Prosser. Westwood Primary, Elliott River, and East Wilshire, running 30 minutes late this morning. You can find that on our website right now. Here's Stevie Wonder.
And the temperature steady near 4. Confederation Bridge and Northumberland Ferries open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
Are you okay over there?
I had a Jeep, a 94 Jeep Wrangler that was high like this.
We're on, by the way.
Well, you might have told me. God.
I figured the red light might have given it away.
I was concentrating on not falling off the circus chair, okay?
Needed a ladder to get on the chair here.
Well, I used to have to jump in butt first into my Jeep, so this is about the same thing.
I could see your level, just how you were acting around the mic. I'm like, ooh, she just thinks that we're talking right now.
It's a good thing that you told me. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was almost a disaster. Time to wrap up the water cooler question before anything bad happens here. It's for Robin's Donuts. At the end of the week, anybody that had a right answer, you're entered into the draw, and you might just win a $100 Robin's gift card. This is number three on the list of things people never thought they would do when they became an adult. Now, full disclosure, I look a lot of these questions up online.
Yes.
And I have no idea what number one or two on the list is, but I do know what number three is. Number three is bird watching.
Bird watching.
I've dabbled. I can tell the difference between a blue jay and a mourning dove.
I can tell the difference between a crow and a seagull.
Like, I'm talking about the sound though.
Oh yeah, yeah, same. Oh. Yeah. I don't know what a seagull. What does a seagull say?
I can definitely see the difference between a crow and a seagull if I'm looking.
Well,
at
there's
them.
My level of bird watching expertise. That's it.
Okay. I'll tell you what, though, we have a woodpecker that's hanging around the house, and we have some bat houses up on the trees, and the woodpecker has decided that the bat house is a great thing to start pecking at. So it started at 5 o'clock Saturday morning. This woodpecker just outside the bedroom window. Hammering on the bat house.
Oh, you can hear that would drive you bat crazy. Yeah, now, wouldn't it?
It would. Yeah. You can hear it throughout Queens County.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Your trials and tribulations, I enjoy them. I really do. We'll have more with Kelly Mooney here. We don't know what we're doing. It's all good. Kelly Mooney in the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Ocean 100's Morning Show, powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardwares, where customer service is number one.
Manfred Mann, do-wah-diddy. It's Ocean 100, the morning show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware. Darcy Scott and Kelly Mooney today hanging out. Did you give Kelly the late bus?
I did.
Okay, so let people know about the late bus now.
I will let people know about the late bus. It's number 48, driven by Don Prosser, serving Westwood Primary, Elliott River Elementary. Sidebar, my sister Kim is the music teacher there. Don't hold it against me. And Don Prosser also serves East Wilshire Intermediate, and he's running 30 minutes late.
All right. Allison McLean celebrating a birthday today, too, in West Royalty. That's a happy birthday from all the family, kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids. So have a great day today, Allison. Kelly Mooney is here with us today, and I should bring this up. I want to say thank you from all of us here at Ocean. You were one of the performers during Carrie Wynn's Celebration of Life.
Yeah.
And, you know, we would be remiss if we didn't talk about your connection to our lovely friend Carrie Wynn. You guys actually went to school together.
Yes. Yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't know her as well as I would have wanted to. But I do recall, boy, she was a presence there. Mm-hmm. She really, truly was. She was in grade 12 and I was in grade 10,
mm-hmm.
and I was in band in music as was she. And when the musical came around to get done, it was Bye Bye Birdie.
And, oh yes.
And she got the lead and just was fantastic. And she was just, I can't recall a specific event or interaction with Carrie Wynn, but her aura was everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You just, and she was just one of those people. She wasn't the cool girl or the in girl. She was everybody's girl.
Yeah.
She was really absolutely friendly to everyone. And you couldn't, there just wasn't a day that went by that you didn't know Carrie Wynn was there.
Well, she yeah. knew absolutely everybody. And
she did.
Mm-hmm. And their family tree as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And like yeah. I said, she treated, as I recall, she treated everyone like her friend, as she always did, even here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And it's amazing to hear that that goes back that far, you know, and that she was such a powerhouse back then, too.
Yeah, so she really was.
None of it surprises me from what we learned and how we got to know her a little later on in life. And again, it was just such a beautiful ceremony, and it would not have been the same had you not been a part of it.
I was completely honored.
And just incredible. You must meet so many people doing that because like you do that a lot. Singing at funerals.
Yeah.
Not that it's the most uplifting topic, but you definitely do that a lot.
Well, as I was mentioning there, being on a first name basis with the funeral homes now, it's it's a strange statement to make. And it is like truly weddings and funerals make me the most nervous because they are the most important events in a person's life for the people that are here and the people that are not. So I find it not stressful, but it's always such a complete honor to do it. Like for anyone, really.
And certainly what makes PEI very special, the community.
Yeah.
That's a big part of it.
And we still do the wake thing. We still do, you know, big funerals too, right? So thank you for doing that too, because that helps people with, you know, through the grief process too, right? So it's an important thing you do.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
More with Kelly Mooney coming up next, our interesting Islander in the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
CHTN-FM, Charlottetown, better known as Ocean 100. This is the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
List at the PEI Liquor location nearest you. PEI Liquor reminds you to please enjoy responsibly.
Ocean 100 weather.
All right, we're prepared this time. Thanks, Scott.
You're welcome.
I see the light.
Yeah. Kelly, what's going on weather-wise today?
I don't want to say.
Okay. I'm out.
I'm out. I'm tapping out.
I'm out.
I don't want to get run over on the way to work. Well, look outside, folks. It's showers or drizzle, high of 7, and yes, it is May 2nd. Tonight, what does it say here? It says, showers or drizzle, low of +2 overnight. Thank God I did not take the burlap off the rose bush. Wednesday, what's it say here? I don't. Some showers again.
If you want to know, it looks like sunshine on Saturday.
It doesn't say that here, though, does it?
No, it doesn't. I have it over here.
Oh, okay. Again.
Yeah, he keeps that to himself.
Yeah. So Wednesday, some showers again. Temperature steady near +4. Right now, it's 5 in Summerside and 4 at Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
You did such a good job. Such a good job. Kelly Mooney is our interesting Islander today, and we are having a great time. More to chat about coming up next. This is You Two, With or Without You. Scott's got the moves, that's for sure. It's the Pet Shop Boys and Opportunities, Ocean 100. If you have not seen the TikTok video from yesterday.
Oh, I thought you're talking about now. I didn't see a move at all.
That's why I had 289 steps in my Fitbit one day.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
That's an accomplishment.
How any human can only get 298 steps. Like, why even put the Fitbit on at that point?
You could count that as a step, actually. Yeah.
My gosh. Anyways, it's been a fun morning here with Kelly Mooney. And you should check out our TikTok. That's wrapping up that one if you didn't see it yesterday. Kelly, you have some shout-outs to do today. And have you been getting texts coming in during the show?
I have. Just a lot of... Well, I had one say sexy voice, so I'm pretty pleased about that.
That's nice. That's good. Well,
it was from a woman.
Okay. Wonderful.
My sister-in-law.
Oh.
Hi, Wendy.
A few different layers there.
Hi, Wendy. Yeah. Yeah, I know. So anyway, it's lovely. So, and I do want to give a big shout out to my parents, Mom and Dad Mooney, Gerard and Cindy out in Iona, sitting by the radio in the picture window in the kitchen. Yeah.
Is that a morning routine or is that just because you're on?
Probably just because I'm on.
Okay.
But no worries. The wood stove is on full blast, I'm pretty sure.
And it's May 2nd, too.
It's May 2nd. Well, that'll be the same in July 25th anyway. And I also want to say a big hi to my husband, Bruce, who is listening. I hope he better be.
He better be.
Or there'd be some trouble when I get home.
More on that later.
That's it. And I think my sister, as I said, she's a big she's a teacher out at Elliott River, and every now and then she gets her kids to call me, which is really cute. She hasn't done it now. I don't know why, and I guess we'll be talking about that again. But anyway, she might be busy teaching, but who knows? And yeah, just everybody who's sent messages of support. Diane Barnes, a really good friend of mine. She's been sending me little texts, in capital letters.
Some people do that. Yeah,
They do that. So yeah, and this has just been a wonderful experience. I've really, really enjoyed it. And you know, someday I might seek a career in this if I can start at noon.
Well, we know people.
We were talking about your guys' day there a few minutes ago. Yeah. It's a hard no, baby.
Yeah, we start pretty early. You're not much of a morning person, eh?
Oh, yeah. Do you want my husband's phone number?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He'll give us the scoop on that.
Yeah. Even the dogs don't like me in the morning. So.
All right. Well, thank you for bringing your A game today. Anyways, we got along great. We enjoyed having you in here.
Well, this was a ton of fun. It really, truly was. It was worth getting up at, you know, what time did I get up? I was supposed to be here at 7:30. I get up at, 6:15. Too excited. Okay. I live 10 minutes away.
Well, you were here 45 minutes early.
I was.
Thanks for coming in, and thanks for doing this today.
I do want to mention, Davis Ward just sent me a message. He drives a bus. Bus 22, Davis Ward's bus, probably running a half an hour late.
Used to love those messages. Yeah. Man, I used to love that.
Really?
Yo, are you kidding? Be a half an hour late for school?
Yes.
Extra time to read the old Betty and Veronica. Yeah.
I was more Mad Magazine.
Oh, I like those too.
Yeah.
I like those too.
Archie Comics and Picard. All right.
Well, you know, I'm highbrow.
Interesting.
I'm high level.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks.